facing forward, one person standing in front of a black or a whiteboard, talking to them for 180 days when we used to have to get those kids out of school to go and tend the fields based on the agrarian calendar. Yet the rest of the world is spending much more time in school than our kids are. Longer school days and longer school years. We need to go to that kind of model. And we also need to use technology much differently, as Ben talked about. I mean, think about all of us now in the age of smartphones and iPads and all the rest. Our children think differently. They don't just learn differently, they think differently. When any of us have a problem, if you're going to be really honest, when any of adults have problems with their smartphone, you hand it to your 13-year-old child. That's what I do. I mean, I hand my phone to Bridget when I can't figure it out, and Bridget's 12 years old, and she hits a couple of buttons, and all of a sudden gives me, here you go, Dad, it's done. You know, their minds work differently. They've been exposed to something that me and Jeb and Ben were never exposed to at their age because the technology didn't exist. So why not use the advantage that we now get from that? Why are kids still carrying around, you know, 40-pound backpacks on their back? I see it with my kids every morning when I take them to school. They're lugging these things in there. Every kid, if we're going to spend money this way and we're going to try to push it that way, the way the federal government could do it is to make sure that the money we're spending is without strings and saying, let's improve technology. Every kid should just be carrying an iPad.